Okay, it looks like we're ready to call to order the MTC Administration Committee meeting of today's date. I assume we still have a quorum?
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. And we'll move to item two, which is the consent calendar. Seeing no request to remove items from consent, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar? A move by Dodd. Is there a second? And a second by Glover. Any further questions or comments on the consent calendar? Seeing none, that passes without dissent. Item three is a contract relative to the Regional Express Lanes Network Electronic Toll Services System Manager Selection. And I believe Jim McCray is here to talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I am.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Jim McCray. I'm newly transitioning into the Express Lane project to support Letha Klein. And I'm here this morning to seek your approval of our recommendation from our recent procurement of the Express Lane Toll Systems Manager. Our recommendation is to award a five-year contract not to exceed $700,000 to Atkins North America, Inc. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background as how we came about to make this recommendation. So in October 2011, the California Transportation Commission authorized MTC to convert existing HOV lanes to express lanes and create a 270-mile express lane network over the next 20 years. MTC is going to be building out this network in phases, and phase one includes 76 miles that staff will implement in 2015. And in phase one, it includes some different segments, Interstate 680 in Contra Costa County, Interstate 880 in Alameda County, the westbound approaches to the Bay Bridge, the San Mateo Bridge, and the Dumbarton Bridge, and also Interstate 80 in Solano County. The toll systems manager is going to be assisting MTC in delivering phase one. The initial budget of $700,000 is going to cover strategic advice, the development of system requirements, and most importantly, they're going to assist us in procuring and hiring a systems integrator who's going to be building the system for us. So staff has ID'd an additional $2.5 million in funds in the BATA budget for future tasks that this system, this toll systems manager, might perform for us. And we would be coming back for approval for those tasks and for additional budget. But some examples of these tasks include project management oversight of the toll system integrator, assistance and technical advice during the build-out design of the new system, oversight of operations and future phase work, and also any additional technical advice that we or BATA may need. So we are recommending Atkins based on a recent procurement that we did. In August 2012, we released an RFQ, and we received seven proposals. We convened an evaluation panel of six members, MTC staff, Caltrans staff, VTA, and also Solano Transportation Authority. The panel selected four proposers to interview, and as you can see in the memo, the scores were pretty close, but there was a very strong consensus for selecting Atkins. Out of six first-place votes, five of the first-place votes were for Atkins. We were very impressed with Atkins' project management skills. They demonstrated a very cohesive team at the interview, and the team has many years of experience. And also, they have strong subcontractors on their team, TTI and Kimley Horn, who also have a lot of experience working with MTC. So based on the procurement, I am recommending your approval to enter into a contract with Atkins North America, Inc. to act as the Regional Express Toll Lane Systems Manager. The contract is going to be for 5 years with options to extend in one-year increments up to three additional years and will not exceed $700,000. So thank you for your time, and I can answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions from committee members? I have one question. I don't know if it's how relevant it really is, but how does this contract or these services under the contract relate to the Santa Clara County portion? It's kind of been separated along the way in some ways fiscally, and I'm just wondering whether or not these services are available to Santa Clara County as part of the overall network, or somehow we've continued to separate, you know, not only revenue but costs like these.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Lisa Klein, also with the Operations Group, and I'll respond to that question. This toll system manager is really being hired to develop the system requirements for the MTC Phase 1 and future phases. So we would not anticipate this consultant doing the essentially system design or pre-design system requirements for the BTA corridors. However, we do anticipate a lot of coordination with BTA staff as they are continuing to develop their requirements for the corridors under their jurisdiction. So these services will be for the portion that MTC will own and operate, but there'll be a lot of coordination at the staff level, and we'll bring the consultants in for coordination as needed.
Got it. So in some, so technically they're not, the VTA piece or Santa Clara County piece is not in their scope, but they're sort of available, it sounds like, through this coordination process. And I assume, well, I don't want to assume, but so VTA has digested all of this, what we just discussed?
Yeah, VTA was on our selection panel, VTA staff, because, of course, they've been through this quite recently for their own projects.
Got it.
And I think we have good lines of communication open. And I'll add, too, that one of the tasks for this consultant that we're hiring now is strategic advice and is directly on the topic of how we coordinate with not only VTA, but also with the systems in Alameda County that are being run independently.
Okay, thank you. It's helpful for me to understand how that works. Commissioner Bates?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I'm not familiar. You indicated that Atkins has done work with us with MTC in the past. Could you tell me where they're housed, where they're located?
Atkins is a large national firm. They do have a San Francisco office, and we will be resourcing this this project. Their deputy project manager will be doing a lot of the day-to-day, will be housed in their San Francisco office. I would have to verify that is their agency, where their agency headquarters is. I'm not sure. That. We'll have to
What about the subs? You indicated they're going to have other people who are going to call upon. Where are they located?
Several of the subs are also national firms, such as Kimley Horn and Associates, and they also have they'll be staffing this largely out of their San Francisco office. TTI, Traffic Technologies, Inc., is another sizable sub. They've done quite a bit of work for the Bay Area. They're quite distributed, I think. It's a small firm, and they have several folks in the San Francisco Bay Area and also some in Southern California.
So were there any regional agent firms that applied?
I think so.
They were largely, the scope and scale of this project is such that a firm with a national basis and toll expertise were really the most qualified. Because there are, because of the nature of the tolling industry is so nationally based, and because there are many express lanes nationally, many more nationally up and running than the Bay Area, the most competitive firms are those that have large national bases and large national tolling industries or expertise. We did have one firm that was much more locally based. Frankly, their expertise were much more in transit technologies, and so they were not selected for the interview, because they really didn't have the national tolling experience.
Okay. Well, you know, you obviously go with who applies and where they do business. But it is important for us to try to, where possible, you know, select firms that are in our region.
Okay. Other questions or comments? If not, we can entertain a motion one way or the other on this item. This is a motion by Commissioner Bates to approve item 3. Second by Dodd. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? It does pass unanimously. Thank you. Item 4 is a recommendation on resolution 4057, I guess, revised. It's the fiscal year 2013-14 overall work program amendment. Brian?
Thank you, sir. Brian Mayhew, Finance. Routine update to the amendment of our overall work program, which is the federal budget for all the transit funding and the Caltrans and federal funding that we put together. Simply, about the latter part of the year, in September of each year, we'll get an adjustment from Caltrans that relates to the prior year. Then we ask you to amend the OWP so that we can work the money into that. And then after that is the second step of the process, we will ask you to amend it into the budget so that we can actually spend it. The first step is to amend the OWP. So we've had some reductions from Caltrans, corrections from last year, and then some other monies that are carryovers that we will put in, and we've described what the process, or what the main projects are they'll be used on, that'll just continue into the year. Again, it's a relatively routine step. Be happy to answer questions.
Okay, any questions on item four?
Well, Brian, Tom Bates again. Could you explain this, the using of the toll credit, why that's seen as being a minus figure?
The toll credit is just an adjustment. what we do with the toll credit is that allows you to take 100% federal funding on the project. And so for whatever reason, they've come back and they've made an adjustment to the amount of toll credits being allowed. I can't remember the exact number, but the number of toll credits we've piled up over the year. So we don't have to match the federal funds anymore. You literally have 100% federal funding now. And we apply the toll credit to show as the local match. They've just made an adjustment to the outstanding amount. I'm not really certain why they did. It's, again, we have a lot of it piled up, so I haven't given much thought to it.
Okay, anything else? I had seen no further requests to speak on the item. Is there a motion to approve the item?
So moved.
Okay, item 45, resolution 4057 is moved by Glover, seconded by Dodd. Any further comment? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No abstentions. So that passes unanimously. Thanks, Brian. Other business, public comment. We have no request to speak on items not on the agenda. Is there anyone here for that purpose? Okay. Then we'll move on to adjournment, and we will reconvene December 12th, 2012 at 9:45 a.m. right here in this auditorium as a committee. Thank you.